WTO. Yes. People before profit.
People before
profit. People before profit and before all things, life. Life.
Kill the ones that question!
Thank you. this far. Let's toast to the fact we got this far. Number 88. This is the Hope Show for the 88th time. I'm saying hello and welcome to the Hope Show. 88. Wowee. Euro 88 is what I associate with the number 88. And Ireland playing England, I suppose, is the main one. Oh, excuse me, I had to cough. Oh, man. 88 shows and I cough. Anyway, Enter Shikari with The Last Garrison there. It's a new single from Enter Shikari. Just came out the other day. Before that were The Dialectics from Germany with a song called Piano Man. Action Beat with GW Sock from the album they released just last year. And The Pork Butcher's Knife started to show off with a fairly old song. Shay Chapter 127 from Canada on the G7 Welcoming Committee records, which Propaganda are very involved in. And the song I played was Kill the Ones Who Question. Okay, show 88, this is the Hope Show, Radioactive International. Up next is Blitzkrieg Bop. It's not the Ramones playing Blitzkrieg Bop, it's a band called Blitzkrieg Bop. Let's go. We'll be right back.
squinted in the sharp sunlight refracting through the windows of the bus and watched the scenery sliding by. The streets, avenues and roads, all with different names but uniform in appearance. Perhaps some houses gave more of an impression of opulence than others, or the road curved at an obtuse angle, but a stranger wouldn't notice any diversity in the bleakness. The bus ground its way along the busy thoroughfare, stopping for traffic lights and pedestrians, an agonisingly slow progression. He looked at the people round him, tired-looking women with shopping bags, an old man in a flat cap and faded Macintosh, a boy with his arm in a sling, all silent, carried along on a bright autumn day. It had just gone 12, yet because of the light, the stuffy warmth, the subdued sounds from outside, it felt like 4 in the afternoon, and the rocking motions of the bus lulled him into drowsiness. An ambulance screamed by, and he idly watched it negotiate its way through the traffic. When it had raced off into the distance, he wondered if he could still hear its sirens, or was it his imagination? The vibrating of the window catches and seats made it difficult to be sure. The further the bus travelled, the emptier the streets became, and when he finally left the bus, only 2 other passengers alighted with him. They moved off in opposite directions, and he stood alone on the wide pavement watching the bus pull away, its engine rising in pitch until the next gear was reached and it turned the corner. He began walking. Ahead of him, a vast junction where endless streams of traffic roared. On this side of the road stood shabby council houses. On the other, a row of shops. He descended into the chill echoes of the public subway and emerged into noise and swirling dust as the lorries blasted by. He looked in the shop windows as he passed. A tiny newsagent's, a gentleman's hairdresser's. The photographs of men modelling hairstyles from years ago were fading to a monochrome blue. They stood dustering between displays of plastic combs and pots of hair cream. The barber stood by his vacant chairs looking out with hopeless eyes. A disused post office, windows boarded over, then an alleyway that had been utilised as a dumping ground, the inevitable stained mattress and used condoms. A cat prowled amongst the wet newspapers and rusting tins. He looked with a horrified fascination as he passed. It was as though the squalor had been placed there specifically for him to witness. This was what you thought you escaped from and what waited all those years for your return, and all the time in between became fragile memories. He turned a corner and passed his infant school. This was coming home, back to the fear and attention, the smack of stick or the wallop of slipper, the question from the bullish teacher. And shocked by memories, he shrugged his shoulders and walked on, forever forbidden, forever excluded of a world that accepted innocence. He turned the Yale key in the lock of number 3, and a whiff of stale carpet was like a slap in the face. The coffin lay parallel to the window, nudged against the radiogram. He peeked like a voyeur and said nothing. There was too much to say about nothing. Climbing the stairs, the hand finding the forgotten familiar holds, the half turn on the landing, the brush of the door across the carpet, into his old room. A single overhead light with a pink shade, a battered second-hand dresser with a central mirror, a pressed tin ashtray by the bed. The room was purely functional, a space to be used, then left and forever forgotten. Even if a death had occurred here, not one speck of ectoplasmic atmosphere remained. Only your personal memories haunted this room, because the unloveliness disinterred your agonies like a grave robber. He shivered in the cold air and moved to the window. Warehouse roofs, a dim courtyard full of cars. Beyond, the northern lights of a factory and some railway sidings. Somewhere in the sprawl of buildings, a steam hammer pounded on metal in rapid bursts. He sat on the bed and looked at the one picture in the room. Incredibly gorgeous Duchess of Alba, a cheap print picked up at some street market. He gazed at the delicate naked form, and pain crept up and squatted on his shoulders. He recalled the scent of almond trees and a touch of warm flesh between his fingers, the soft, gentle voice. And for the first time in years he allowed himself to weep. His shoulders heaved and the tears ran down his face onto the candlewick bedspread. He pulled himself into a hunch position and caught a glimpse of himself in a mirror. A pathetic animal hugging itself and rocking backwards and forwards on the edge of a bed in a dingy room.
So the door of this car, meditating at 80, opens. Lurching like a rocket's first flames, it soon stiffens against the wind. swing out. An absurdity so obvious it can't be helped. Certainly not this man. Nor the abrupt memories of any number of stupidities ever committed in a life. Those mute and insufferable tyrants that put you here in the first place. Simply to drive. Think things through. You can almost thank him when in no time at all the feet lower. Do the mashed potato and quickening flops and slashes across the worried highway. Enough torque there to catapult the body into a panorama of ancient trees and Van Gogh yellows. These otherwise serene hills of Steinbeck country caught by a certain off, off and away worthy birdman. Its own risible devices. Once the corpse sobers the effect on a roadside ditch. A coiling of limbs and prey to the gawking faces lit up in the swiveling lights. And the car. Don't ever forget the car veering casually eastward. Some eerie jetsam cast into the limned green expanse of alfalfa. Ghost driving under the deep, faceless tombs of Holcomb field jockeys. There to bid travelers a fine welcome to Salinas, 101 South.
Got a feeling that I got the weakest spine in a short whiskey season. Now that's their line, not mine, but I choose to believe it. It's been a restless night of bickering and dealing. I believe without reason, there's nothing to believe in anymore. It's all a joke to me, just time to be filled up. Good times and boredom and urges that build up. Now it's your time, not mine, so be bold and be deadened. There's more than one way to get to heaven. We believe without reason. There's nothing to believe in anymore. Devils scold me, they appear in my dreaming. Some believe in the stars, or some believe in sharing. Now they're picking my pockets, 'cause they know I don't care. There's more than one way, and we're almost there. To believe without reason, there's nothing to believe in anymore.
Must be the first time in 88 shows that 9 songs have taken 36 minutes. Exactly, John.
Okay. You didn't really screw up. So. So this one take,
so that is the best.
Didn't intimidate us. Or maybe it drew out the better performance. We're going to go to the studio on Thursday and we're going to do this whole thing.
Yeah, that's what John Langford has to say about that. John Langford and Skull Orchard with the acoustic version of Old Devils. Got a bit mellow there for a while, but sure, why not? Before John Langford was Enablers from San Francisco with a not-so-pretty sight in Steinbeck country. Kind of a poetry vibe there for 2 songs, because before that was Slice of Life with 11 Chimneys. I actually meant to play a different song, but I stuck with it. I wanted to play The Way Things Are, but 11 Chimneys is still good. It's a good listen. New album, Slice of Life, Love on a Lamppost. Before Slice of Life was bombed, the music industry with Hurricane Waves. We started that set off with Blitzkrieg Bop, Let's Go, which wasn't actually a Ramones song. We're up to 10 songs and we've 37 minutes. I can't believe it. I didn't play this at Christmas. I wanted to play it, so let's just pretend it's Christmas. It's Joe Solo with Authority Christmas.
I took the turkey, was the biggest they got. It's way more than I need, but I will scoff the lot. Sod your tiny Tim, you see, and handout is not in the spirit of a Tory Christmas. I insist that all my fairy lights are blue. Then I send a party message out there, clear and true. On the outside of my house they spell the words fuck you, and we'll all have a Tory Christmas. Tory Christmas, we'll lay off the elves and privatise the reindeer, keep the profit ourselves. Then let the poor have Christmas dinner off the food bank shelves, and we'll all have a Tory Christmas. Yeah. Now Santa is a socialist and he just might come steal away the future like a thief in the night. Remember, kids, your Uncle Ebenezer was right. We should all have a Tory Christmas. Yeah! A Tory Christmas. We'll lay up the elves. We'll privatize the reindeer, keep the profit ourselves, and let the poor have Christmas dinner off the food bank shelves. We'll all have a sorry Christmas. When the day is over, we'll kick back and relax by making up statistics out to step with the facts. And so till Ellie freezes over and the bankers pay tax, we can all have a sorry Christmas. A sorry Christmas. We'll lay off the elves, we'll privatize the reindeer, keep the profit ourselves, and let the poor have Christmas dinner off the food bank shelves. All have a sorry Christmas. We'll all have a sorry Christmas. We'll all have a sorry Christmas.
Thank you. yourself back, naked pain, the infirmity, and that line, that existence and our path. But what was not sick divine? The stuff of free minds, identified, and your intention. Shamefully for experience, now it's questioned the epic. The lessons of cruelty, the bound up for history. From the lie of discovery, to shame your morality. You may not be sad, but there is no God. Never be sad, there is no reason to think that there is. You may not be sad, but there is no God. Never be sad, there is no reason to think that there is one.
Taxes go to pay for the prisons and the poorhouses. The homeless must go there.
But some would rather die.
If they'd rather die, then they'd better do it and decrease the surplus population.
Peace.
So we've been all over the place tonight with different styles and different sounds and different levels and moods. Just got into a bit of a punk rock one there. That was Love Dump. That was Accidente with Beyond Words. Before that was Love Dump with Burn the Banks. Dissidente with Intrusios. Menshevik, who just split up there recently, their 7-inch they released just last year, Draw the Line. And then started it off Paranoid Visions with one of the best songs to come out of Ireland ever, Strange Girl. There are a few. I'm not saying it's the best, it's certainly one of the best. It's a classic song, Strange Girl with Paranoid Visions. Alright, few more songs, just time for a couple more. Stay Clean, Jolene brought out an album a couple of days before Christmas, hopefully not lost in the Christmas rush. I'm going to play that. And then the Dauntless Elite, who are taking a bit of a break, I believe. They're playing a gig soon. And then Southport the last time. So that should be it. Thanks for listening. This has been The Hope Show. Stay clean, Jolene.